Welcome back to Resilience by Faith podcast, where we share stories and topics that give God the glory, and it's talked about in a modern way where people of all ages can relate to. So come on in because we have a lot to catch up on. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Resilience by Faith podcast. We are here for another episode today, and I want to talk about a very important theme that's going on in my life right now regarding the wilderness and regarding feeling lost. And maybe not necessarily lost is the right word, because I know where I am. I know what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. I just don't feel motivated enough to do it. And I know for a lot of people, they're kind of like, well, if you know where you're supposed to be, if you know what you're supposed to be doing, then why do you feel not motivated to do it? And to be honest with you, just being completely honest, I really don't know. I just got through a Job season in my life where everything, my whole entire life was turned upside down towards the end of last year. And I had a family kind of sort of crisis, and we had to move, but didn't have a whole lot of time to think things through. Things just had to be done, because on the other end of the issue, or the other end of where I'm supposed to be, the person there really, really needed my help. And so I really didn't have a whole lot of time to calculate things, but I did, because obviously I ended up getting to the place where I needed to be. But everything happened so fast, and everything that you can think of was going wrong. Like, there was multiple fires, and I was putting out multiple fires one by one without even flinching, without even processing, without even taking inventory of myself and what I had left to give. And, you know, we always talk about like not pouring from an empty cup, because if you spread yourself too thin, you're not going to have anything to give, or you'll basically be giving your last. And I think that I failed to take inventory. I failed to check in with myself. I was just like going through the motions, and my mind was just set on getting done what needed to be done and getting to the next place. Now that things have been settled down, and it's been a couple of months since then, and no fires are going on, we're actually springing up flowers and blossoming and everything. Everything in me just wants to take things slow. Like, everything in me just wants to pick up the pieces, really, and just lay back and just relax. But I know the call that is on my life. I cannot lay back and relax. And I say that with a grain of salt, because everybody deserves to rest. Even Jesus rested on the seventh day. But I do find myself trying to juggle work versus my hobbies, i.e. this podcast, i.e. my YouTube channel, i.e. my social media, and everything that I kind of have going and working together, or had going and working together. Now I'm trying to get back on that schedule and back into that mindset. And it's been really, really tough. This is the second month in a year already. Usually January is the longest month ever. And I really didn't have time to properly plan for this year the way I wanted to. And sometimes that's a good thing, because you can tell God your plans, and you know, he'll laugh at you and be like, oh, that's what you thought you were supposed to be doing? Let me give you this. Let me show you what you're really supposed to be doing, or what I really have in store for you. So I don't think this place where I'm at right now is detrimental. I really think growth is happening that I cannot see right now at this time. And it doesn't make me feel worried, because I believe that anything that God is doing is for the betterment and for my good. And he is sovereign. So I know whatever he's doing is ultimately going to work out for my good. It has no choice, because I am a daughter of the Most High. It's just, I'm not used to just feeling like is, I always have to be running on a hamster wheel. I think I got that from being a professional student, from going through school straight through. I never took a break from high school. I never took a break through school. And now, like, I'm headed into my 30s this year. This year is my last year in my 20s. And I'm kind of like, oh, I want to do this. And oh, I want to do that. But when it comes time to doing it, I don't do anything. And I'm just like, what is going on? I am so not used to this. I'm usually on it. I'm usually 10 steps ahead. I'm usually already, while you're thinking about it, I'm halfway through my plan for the whole year. I'm into the future. I'm never like lagging or waiting for something to happen. And I find myself doing that a lot now. And I don't like it. This is unfamiliar territory for me. And I wonder if you can relate. I wonder if you have ever been in one of these seasons where it's not like you don't know what you're supposed to be doing. Like, it would be something if I was completely lost, if I was in the wilderness, if I was isolated. I'm familiar with those seasons. And I think we've all been through one of those. But this season where I know where I'm supposed to be, I know why I'm here, or I think I know why I'm here, but I'm not complaining. I'm having a time. I'm enjoying being here. I know what I want to do, and I know how to do it, or the steps that needs to be taken to do it. It's just the time is passing me by way quicker than I can get started. And when I see that, I'm just kind of like, why bother? And I know, like, for a lot of things, you're just kind of like, hey, know your why. I've always said that to all of my mentees. Know your why, and your why will tell you why you want to do it. Bring the passion, bring the fire back up under you, and get you right on together, because your why should be like, if you don't get started, if you don't take the first step, if you don't do what you're supposed to be doing, then the people's lives who are connected to you, the people who are dependent on you that you have yet to meet yet, and everything else that's tied to you, like the domino effects that God sets up, not only for your life, but for other people who are connected to you that you haven't even met. Connected to your voice, connected to your obedience, they're not going to get what they need in the timing that they're supposed to get it. It's not that God can't use somebody else to make sure that they have what they need, because he's probably already 500 million steps ahead of you. It's just that it's meant for you to do it. That's why it's on your heart. And me knowing all of this, I'm just like, yeah. And that alone should get me pumped. But I just think, honestly, from everything I just said to you guys, honestly, I probably more than likely need to rest and prioritize my self-care. And that was the theme that I saw before we even got into 2024, the theme of self-care. And I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna do better with putting boundaries into place with work and with my hobbies, because I call my hobbies work as well, but there are hobbies and work that I get enjoyment out of. And if you get me on a computer and put me on like Canva, and like if you give me some candle wax and a stove and some fragrances, I can create all day long. And I just really don't feel like I can't get, it's not that I can't get to that headspace, is that I feel like in order for me to get to that headspace, I have to rest. And I feel like the little bit of rest that you get throughout the night, and then you wake up the next day and you're supposed to go full force, I'm not really feeling that, like I'm hitting the gas. I'm not really taking off. It's just like I'm getting up extra early and I'm taking time so I can enjoy the morning. I'm getting up extra early. I'm going to the gym. I'm prioritizing my physical health as well as mental health, because working out is good for your mental health. I'm like sitting back and I'm taking a step back and I'm finding some of my favorite creators. I'm reading more. I'm spending more time with myself and I'm enjoying it. But everything in me is so against it. Everything in me is just like so against me doing this. I should be doing 5 million things. I should be, you know, making all of my content for the month, let alone the week. I should be networking with this person, showing up there, popping up there, going to get that, preparing for this. And I just think ultimately, not only my body, but my mental is tired. And I don't know if you guys have been feeling this way. I know, like on a previous episode, we had a chance to talk to an LCSW, and she is also an entrepreneur, but we had a chance to talk about how you feel like you're kind of like behind and the stress that comes with it and the stress that we put on ourselves with just, we got to go, 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 go. We're on a hamster wheel and kind of like the culture and the society of going, 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 gone. And every piece of advice that she gave me, even talking to her before we got a chance to kind of get on the podcast, and that was a very good episode. If you haven't checked it out, please go back and listen to the most recent episode talking with, talking with her on this subject. It was very good and very, very, very encouraging. But I will definitely say, if I learned anything from that interview, because you always know, like when I bring people on the show, I learn from them just like y'all are learning when you listen to this show. I'm learning from my interview, my interviews just as much as you are. So I really do enjoy them. I feel enlightened at the end of interviews that I do with people from all across the world. And I feel like their voice, their story matters, but also their background and their experiences, they teach you something. It's not that I know everything and I bring them on the show just for you to learn. Like, I'm learning right along with you. And I really, really, really do enjoy and value their time. When I say that on the show, I'm not just saying that for like commentary. I really do mean thank you for taking time out your day to come on the show, because they could have been doing anything else. But they choose to come on the show and share their life experience with us, and something that was really, really prominent in their life and really, really like impactful. And it impacts me as well, even though they're on my show telling their story. You get what I'm saying? But I'm learning from their story right along with you guys. And I always take something out of my interviews with other people that I implement in my life, or an important life lesson, even though they went through it, but I take their life lesson and I apply what they learned to my life. And I just feel like right here and now that I just feel like I should rest. I feel like my best ideas come to me when I feel refreshed. And I feel like after a Job season, because y'all just don't know. Like, it's been rough out here in the streets, that I honestly just need to rest. And I don't know how long I'm going to rest. I don't know what that rest is going to look like, because as you can probably tell, it's hard to get me to sit down. And being that I have been sitting down like willingly, I feel like something's wrong. But at the same time, I feel like it's very much so needed. And I feel like nothing is wrong. It's just that I don't rest. Most people in medicine don't. Most people in medicine are type A. We run ourselves ragged because that's the way, you know, sometimes we feel like life is to be lived. Because I am in medicine, because I am in 500 different things, it's very hard. I don't prioritize that. But I think going into this year, God has me sitting down because that's right where I need to be. And for some reason, like in this mentality shift or mindset, you know, the old mindset wants to tell me that I'm failing because I'm sitting down. I'm failing and I'm not getting things done because I'm sitting still. But the new mindset, the shift that I'm making, is just as happy as can be. And we know that we are right where we need to be. So with that being said, the podcast episodes and uploads may look a little bit different this year because, you know, you guys get an episode for sure every 2 weeks and it's on time because I pre-plan my podcast episodes ahead of time for the whole year. And this year is the first year that I have yet to do that. And this is going on for years of running the podcast. And to an extent, you can hear it in my voice, like a part of me mentally feels like I'm failing and a part of me feels like I dropped the ball. And another side of me is just like, but is that so bad, though? Is that OK? You know, look at what you're getting to do. Now you're getting to record in real time. You've never recorded in real time before. Maybe this would be more relatable to your audience and what they want. And instead of every 2 weeks, it could be every week. It could be every other week. It could be every 2 weeks with a space, with a drop in an episode. Who knows? But I know that I'm trying to keep it consistent for you guys. But what I will say to take the pressure off of me is please make sure your notifications are on an Apple podcast or wherever you're listening to the podcast. If you're watching this on YouTube, hey, y'all, you guys actually get a chance to see me across social media as well when I upload like little snippets of the video. But make sure you're subscribed on whatever platform you're watching so that you turn on your notifications to be notified when another interview is coming up, because the interviews are still coming in and I still have a couple of other interviews that I need to edit to upload for you guys. But I just want to kind of like forewarn you, probably around June or July or May, we'll probably drop off and pick back up in August. I have so many interviews. It might just last us until August. It's hard for me to say. But what I will say is that the episodes will keep coming. And then we'll take a break maybe sometime shortly before the fall or at the beginning of fall, and then pick up to finish out the rest of the year. And then I'll be already pre-planning for 2025. I know it's a lot, but I feel like if I take the break needed this year with the podcast and the uploads and the episodes and everything, then I'll be full-fledged for next year. And I feel like that's a good plan. And I feel like that's probably that will probably work best for me. So I thank you guys for tuning in for this episode today. I know it's a little bit different and it's a little bit different than what you're accustomed to, because I'm here with the episodes. I'm here always interviewing somebody, asking questions, getting into their business, wanting to know their life stories and crying with them and laughing with them and cutting up with them and, you know, reflecting back on the struggle and how God had his hand on them their whole time. But today I just wanted just to come and talk to you face to face and kind of like let you know what I am going through mentally and where I am in life, physically and all the things, so that you're not really taken back by like what's going on with her. Usually we get a podcast episode every 2 weeks. Yeah, this year is going to look real different. It might not be every 2 weeks. But the best way to get around that is just to make sure your notifications are on. And don't worry, probably by time the fall comes, we'll be back on it. But for right now, sis is exhausted, but sis is also enjoying life right now, with taking things slow and slowing things down a little bit. And I don't feel bad about it. I really don't. If it was not me, and if it was a friend talking to me about where they are right now in life, I would encourage them that it's okay and that they should take all the time that they need to bounce back and recover and don't feel rushed. And with me being my own friend, Exactly. Of course, I have other friends who have told me that, but with me being myself, I am my best friend. And so I'm going to take heed to my own advice and go ahead and rest my little self, because I have been through a lot the last 6 months. And I will see you guys on the next episode. You have so many interviews coming. It's ridiculous. I've been recording every Friday and Saturday. So I'm going to get on to editing right now, actually, after I finish recording this episode and editing this and uploading it for you guys, so that you have at least three more episodes that are on the 2 week schedule to look forward to, until you start to see that the uploads are not uploading like it's supposed to bi-weekly. And then you'll already be forewarned that sis is probably tired and sis is taking a break. So again, thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I know we went a little bit over time. I know that usually 30 minutes is my thing, but this year I really wanted to aim to 15 minutes, but don't hold me to it, because you know anything is bound to happen on here. But I truly enjoy creating and podcasting. You know, this is my love. You know that this idea for the podcast was never mine, but God's. And ever since I started doing it, it reminds me of the radio show that I used to have in college called the Osheree Scoop, the radio show that I did with one of my good friends from college. And I feel like I'm back on the mic and I'm enjoying myself and I'm talking and I'm being free and I'm creating. And it won't be long until we get back in that headspace. But for right now, I am going to go ahead and edit this so it can be up for you guys to listen to, so you have a heads up. And then while you're listening to this, I'll be editing the upcoming interviews that are to come for the next couple of weeks, several weeks, months. And then we'll meet back up again when I get back on the mic. But thank you guys for being loyal listeners. Thank you guys for supporting me. Thank you guys for showing up and being there for me. And also making sure that you share episodes, you rate this podcast, you join the community on Facebook, which would be Resilience by Faith Facebook community, and Resilience X Faith POD on Instagram. Guys, please engage with the content on there. Tell us what you got from each episode. Go back and listen to previous episodes. Share whatever resonates with you, with family members and friends. And as always, be safe out there, guys. And I'll see you on the next episode. Bye, guys. As always, thank you for tuning in to Resilience by Faith podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and like, share, and support. That's the best way to help me reach more people around the world. And I will see you next time. Bye-bye.